I see the parking in the dash. What? Sauve la vie, gay. What? Yeah, I see the parking in the dash. Yeah.
It's on my lips, I'm selling my songs. I'm in the first seat, no hard ride.
Yes. Make sure you guys go and check that out right there, man. That's called Dash, correct?
Yes.
Lil Mo, correct?
Yes,
Lil Mo. That's by Lil Mo right there, Dash, you know what I'm saying? Make sure, by the time this episode is out, that song is out or it's going to be out?
Yeah, it's going
to
be out.
All right, this one is out on YouTube. Okay, cool. Yeah, cool. So y'all got a video for it.
It's in a friend's home. You know what I'm saying? No fam's home.
Y'all got a video for it. Okay, dope.
Send them home. I love that line.
That's a fact. So make sure, like you guys know, it's going to be in the description. Go hit the link in the description. Go check the young boy out, man. Yeah. Welcome back to the Dawn Court and D-Week and Hippie Show. We are your hosts.
Dawn Court, baby.
And the highest hippie in the room, D-Week and Hippie, of course. And we got a little, you know what I mean? Y'all see what's going on. We got a whole store here.
Whole spread.
You know what I mean? We got a little swaggy dude right here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So introduce yourself to the people real quick.
Alright, so, my name is Little Mo, slash Malik, you know, I just wanted to, you know, show you guys what I'm about and what I do. I got my socks, I got my hats, I got my sleeves. Yeah, I'm 12 years old, I play football, I play for the Mobile Jaguars.
That's
I live in Brooklyn, I live in Brownsville, I live in the hood. It's really dangerous, but you gotta make it out the hood.
That's right.
And, yeah.
I don't know, you walk through bed.
Listen, man. You heard him, man. You here with us right now. That's Lil Mo, man. Yeah. And that track is amazing.
Yes.
I was waiting to tell you that. You see me over here. I was rocking for three plays already. You know what I'm saying? But I like that. Keep sending him home, man. Yeah. Keep sending him home. Football was probably one of my favorite sports growing up, he'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was good, but like you said, the hood catches. It catches you, man. It got me. So I like to see what you're doing right here, and your pops got you, you know what I'm saying? But you on the right, your grades is good, like you were saying before this.
Mm-hmm.
You send them home on the football field.
Yep.
Your tracks is fire. I heard two of them already. And you know what I'm saying? You're doing your thing with your, you know?
Thank you.
I'm loving the socks. You're going to get some of my money. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, that's
right.
I could get anything that you want made. I could get it for you. Just tell me.
Any logo?
Yeah.
Any logo? We're going to chop it up behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? That's a fact. Mm. So, how you feeling today, man? What's going on in your world? You know what I'm saying? How was your day today? Just take us step by step. How you feeling right now? Is this the first time that you're doing something like this?
Yeah, mostly.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Before he start, we got a few trusted people in the building. His pops in the building. Y'all already know Envious in the building. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Envious. But go ahead, talk to the people, man.
But like you said, my day been good. You know, just woke up. I was excited. I can't wait to go. Can't wait to come here so I can talk to everyone.
That's a fact.
Yeah, but like you were saying, it's just like the only reason why like. Me and my pops is doing the Ball Stars thing, and just everything is because, like, we tired of, like, seeing other sportswear or anything companies get our money. We wanted to show people that we could do it, too, that we could get anything y'all want made, and we could make it big.
Yeah, that's a fact. You always got to go to Nike or...
To Under Armour, Adidas, Battle, Nike, you can come... You come to Ball Star Sports, so we'll hook you up.
That's a fact.
So you of age, so was the Ball Brothers, was that like an inspiration for you?
The Ball Brothers?
Like Alonzo Ball, LaMelo Ball, and them, for doing their own thing with their pops and stuff like that, their own sneakers and all that?
Yeah, it made kids want to do it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine, because when we was growing up, we didn't have that. You know what I mean? Like, the most, yeah, the most you would do is you would get an athlete that would be sponsored by somebody. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have the people that was doing entrepreneurship and doing their own branding and everything like that. So, like you said, the name of the brand is called Ball Stars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, where...
Good socks,
man. Yeah, good socks. Good socks. Where did that name come from?
Ball Stars came from... Well, the whole meaning of Ball Stars is...
These is hard.
It could represent any sport that contains a ball, either football, volleyball, soccer, mm-hmm. basketball, hockey, mm-hmm. any sport that contains a ball, we got merch for it. We got socks, arm sleeves,
yeah.
back plates, pads. We got everything. We came up with it is to show kids, adults, and athletes that you could buy from us. Just don't go to other companies mm-hmm. That you're spending all your money on other companies where you could support a young entrepreneur mm-hmm. selling his merch and selling his brand mm-hmm. with sports.
That's a fact. So how long have you been doing this exact thing, the Ball Stars, the brand?
You know, me and my dad, we've been doing it for a year. Two years now.
Okay.
2 years.
Yeah. That's dope. And how's the feedback?
The feedback went good. Yo, it's kids that like wear the socks. Yo, it's people that share it.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it's people that comment and they follow.
That's what I was gonna ask. So, you play for?
Yeah, it's like people in other states. Yeah. Cities, countries. Yeah.
There you go. Now you're
in that strong fan base.
So obviously, some of your teammates gotta be wearing this. You sending another team home. You get an insult.
Y'all sold to my team. Y'all mm-hmm. sold to my teammates. I sold to my organization. Y'all gave to them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's dope. That's super mm-hmm. dope.
So that makes you, that gotta make you feel good. You out there, and your teammates rocking your gear. Yeah. Y'all trying to get that W.
Yeah.
More motivation, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more motivation. Yeah. It makes me feel like I'm worth something.
You are, though.
You are. You're a young kid.
You know what I'm saying? You are. Listen, for you to be sitting here and just how you speaking of what you're doing already at 12 years old, I'm proud of you.
That's
a problem, and I'm going to support you. I'm going to tell other people. I know a lot of people, man.
That's a fact.
I know a lot of people, and I'm going to put them on.
That kid's himself, you know what I'm saying?
They got to be. They got to
support, you know what I mean? Y'all the next generation. That's what I was telling them. Envy is like, we know so many kids that's doing music, sports. My niece, even when she sees me doing this, she's like, oh, uncle, I want to do an episode with you. So she's like the next generation of this. We got it lined up, you know what I'm saying? We just got to keep it in line, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing what y'all doing, for real, for real. So, how long has football been a passion for you?
Football been a passion to, like, well, I used to want to play basketball, but I realized, like, when you play a basketball, you don't get a chance to shine. You know, it's always been about LeBron James and all of these other, like, athletes.
Superstars.
It never,
the star that they decide to slide the light on you.
It never been about the upcoming youth, you know, in the next generations. It always been about who already set the path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it never been about us.
That's a good answer.
If you'll start to realize that football is fast,
mm-hmm.
and you know this already. Basketball, you kind of like LeBron's on his 20th year. Mm-hmm. You're 12. You know what I'm saying? So think about that. You know, when you get in football, you do your thing. You win championships in a small amount of time. You're a legend. You know, look what Patrick Mahomes is doing right now.
Yeah, because so, it's such a it's a team sport, like what you're saying. So you get to focus on everybody.
Yeah.
And it does focus more on who's next.
Uh-huh. When you make a play,
yeah,
that's on you. When you got that home run, that name on that back, that's you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? How Odell go up there and make that catch,
mm-hmm.
you don't see his face, but you know who that was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you get that chance. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
So you playing now for the Mo Better Jacks?
The legendary.
They was around when we was young, right?
Yeah.
We was trying to get up there, you know what I'm saying? We wasn't as scared as you, I guess.
For me, it was...
Regular shit, you know what I'm saying?
But Mo Better has always been around, Purple and Gold.
Mm-hmm.
So
how long have you been
feel to play for Mo Better?
I mean... It feels good because the leader of our organization, yo, he always talks about how he wants us to stay in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, he don't want us in the streets. Mm-hmm. Yo, he's always telling us to respect what we have, mm-hmm. respect everything that we get, because he don't want us to be in the streets. Yo, he don't want us to be in gangs. Mm-mm. He don't want us to be in violence. He don't want us to get in trouble in school. He wants us to stay focused and focus on what we want to do. Mm-hmm. So when we get older, we could be the next.
What's his name?
Chris Legree.
Shout out to Chris Legree.
Shout out to you, coach.
That's a fact.
Yeah, you're raising young men.
Bring the mic just a little closer to him, envious. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Mm-hmm. And try to talk to him. Then you good. Okay. You good. That's a
so
fact.
So that's where the purple ain't. I would yeah. think.
The see, color skin would comes
think,
from.
Lakers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But nah. Let them know what that is. That's more better.
Mm-hmm.
That's more better.
Yeah. So what position you play?
I play corner, but I also play wide receiver, but I play cornerback.
That's my boy.
And
yeah.
I play corner.
Yeah.
Defense is more fun, right?
Yeah, defense is more fun because you get the hit. Mm-hmm. You get to make people feel pain.
And as a wide receiver, you still get the
play. Yeah, you get to catch the ball. You get the... You get to juke people.
Mm-hmm.
You get to get away from them.
So what's going on right now? Y'all in your off season?
Yeah, we are not off season training, but we're gonna have summer and spring, and after spring training, then the season starts.
Then the season starts.
Yeah. Okay, so you fully focused on football, or when it's like off season, you play other sports?
I play basketball, but it's mostly for exercise, so I can get
like recreational. You go to the park and play.
Yeah, but I'm focused on football.
That's what's up.
Trying to make it big in football.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. So you thinking about high school, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking about high school.
What high school you looking to go to?
I want to go to Erasmus.
Oh, yeah, he's
focused. That's good. I know he probably thinking about what college he want to play at already.
Yeah.
That was hard.
I mean, he already know, man. I knew.
He already know, yeah.
12?
Come on.
Yeah, he know.
So you watch college football?
Yeah, I watch college football. I watch the game.
Yeah. Who's your NFL team?
My favorite NFL team is the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Hey, that's his guys right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
I'm a Patrick Mahomes fan.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a Giants fan, but I'm a Patrick Mahomes fan since college. So
He's nice. He y'all goat now. You know what I'm saying? Because we grew up watching Tom Brady. If you could think about it, we was in 2001 watching Tom Brady. Like, this nigga's
wild. I hate it.
For real.
A second of it.
Yeah. So how you feel about the upcoming season? What happened with y'all team last season?
We lost in the championship, but I didn't lose. Y'all still did everything I had to do. I made my tackles. Y'all caught the ball. I was blocking good. I did everything I had to do.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, my team lost, but I didn't lose. I still took the win.
There you go.
He was out the whole season.
Yeah.
Oh, you had an injury last season?
Yeah, last season, but the season before last season, I was out. But this last season, y'all had injured my ankle. I fractured it. And you had to sit on the sideline and watch the team.
How'd that feel?
It felt bad because we was kind of getting our butt whooped.
Yeah. You just know. You know, you put me in there.
You can make
if
a
I
difference.
I was in that game, I would have been catching intos. I would have been popping people out. We would have won.
That's right. You could think of the plays, right? You could see them. Right now, if I was in there, that wouldn't happen.
That confidence is crazy.
Yeah, I really remember that.
Like, I really, I respect it and felt confident in myself when I was young, but I was not talking it. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be talking it and being like, yo, I know what I would have did. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's inspirational. Word.
See it, so.
Yeah.
I'm inspired. I got to see him playing, man.
When the season start up? The regular season, not the summer stuff and everything.
The regular season starts in August.
Okay.
That's when we have our real games. And the season is really short, though. It's like it's only like 5 games, and then you make it to the playoffs. And once you make it to the playoffs, you can't lose.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lose in the playoffs.
Like,
do or die. One game, go home. Man.
Lose one game, you out.
So where did y'all slogan come from? Slow feet don't eat.
Because if you slow, you're not gonna eat.
Mm-hmm.
If you slow, you're not gonna eat. But if you fast, then you gonna eat. So That's why we made it up like slow food don't eat. Slow people not gonna eat. Especially on like your hustling, mm-hmm. how you work in life. If you slow with it, if you just wanna lay back and watch everybody else eat, then
it's never gonna happen.
Yeah, it's never gonna happen. But if you know what you wanna do, you got everything prepared, you doing everything good. Especially I'm playing sports, so and stuff. I go to school. I do everything I gotta do. So
that's why
me and Dad came up with Slow Feet Don't Eat.
Yeah,
fire.
It can mean in life and in sports.
There you go. Yeah. Apply it to everything, man.
So when did you start feeling like you? When did you start listening to music, and when did you start feeling like that's something that you wanted to do as well?
When I started listening to music, yeah. Mostly I didn't really like it because it was young people talking about drugs and hurting people and all of this. But when I wanted to make music, I was saying like how I can influence kids to do what they want to do, you know, mm-hmm. to keep them out the streets and just do what you got to do and make people proud, yeah. influence people.
Right. And I think you're doing that with the two I heard. You're definitely not doing what any of the other young mm-hmm. rappers your age, which is crazy.
Because
mm-hmm. I know some 13, 14-year-olds that's not trying to do what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're completely the opposite. So for you to give the other side of that coin,
yep.
you don't know how major that is. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? That's why, young man, that's what you are, young yep. man. You keep doing that. Don't let anything distract you. You know what I'm saying? Don't let the girls distract you neither. You know? They'll do it. Alright? They'll do it.
Nah, that's
stay
a fact.
Stay focused. Because you got it. You ahead of the ball, man.
Yeah.
So what I wanted to ask before you go ahead, mm-hmm. what is some of your, because you play cornerback and wide receiver. What were some of your, like, influences, like NFL? Wow. Who are some of your favorite players?
On offense wise, mm-hmm. I look up to Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Cooper Kupp. I look up to Shaquan Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
I look up to, yeah, that's it. But y'all look up to them because y'all like how they make kids want to do. Like, they make kids want to be somebody. They influence people to stay out the streets. They mm-hmm. influence them to keep up with your grades. You could be an athlete, stay healthy,
mm-hmm.
do what you got to do in life. And, yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It put in my mind that I could be somebody and that mm-hmm. I am somebody. I'm not just one of those Brownsville kids that I like to be in the streets all day.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I feel like those athletes that you named are like, they target, like you're saying, yeah. the kids, yeah. you know what I'm saying, yeah. just so they can make sure that the next generation is good, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like that you picked those athletes.
Anybody from defense? Because you like defense more.
Yeah, I look up to Jalen Ramsey.
Hey.
Sauce Gardner.
Hey, Sauce.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Jets fan, and he really changed the team around this year. That's
Stephon Diggs. Yeah.
Mm.
Those three, man. Those three.
See, a lot of grown men don't even know Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, they won't say certain names, you know what I'm saying? So
you're like, wait, he plays. No, there's a Diggs on defense too.
Yeah, he's on his job, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so who's some artists in the music world that influenced you to do your music?
Some music artists are like I like the Kid Laroi because, yo, he's young and, like, yo, he's teaching people, like, no matter how you make music, just do it in a possible way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
Just as long as your music, yo, isn't about drugs and violence, you could go far.
Yeah.
I keep hearing his name, but I haven't really tuned into him, but I keep hearing his name. Mm-hmm. Kid LaRoy, right?
Yeah, the Kid LaRoy.
The Kid LaRoy.
Yeah, I keep hearing his name.
Another one like that is LaRussell.
LaRussell?
Yeah, I think that's who you should get into now, too.
Because
mm-hmm. he preaches everything that you are talking about already. Be a business, Even your music, he's already rapping like that. He's not talking about no drugs or anything like that. Check him out.
Yeah. Okay, I will.
Check him out. You'll be like, oh, okay. I dig this.
So with your music, those are like the songs that you let us hear. Are those the only ones that you have so far, or you got more music?
Y'all got more music coming. Okay. Y'all got some music coming.
Okay. So what you got playing, like an EP, a little album, or just a compilation of songs just to put out?
No, just singles. Yeah. Singles to get out there, no albums.
Okay.
That's where it's at now.
Yeah.
Supposed, that's what,
you,
man, listen.
Yeah, you can show that you're multi-talented in so many directions, you know what I'm saying?
If his pops wasn't in the room, I think this kid was from the future. or just... He wasn't born in this town, cause I don't see it like this right now. Playing sports.
Too. Yeah. And do you like? You can tell the truth. I know Pop's looking at you in the eye. Do you like school?
Yeah, I like school.
He wasn't in the room.
Because
no, I probably wasn't there.
If I don't do good in school, I can't play sports. I can't make music, it won't make me feel right.
Yeah.
So you might as well like it.
I gotta go to high school and college.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the goals.
Mm-hmm. That's the main goal.
Especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
he
education.
Said it, when he was out the room, he the top boy in his class. Yeah. I said, it's always a girl in the way, man.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I got my little college degree up there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I had to do that, you know what I mean? Made mom's proud. She was like, yeah, do that. Yep. But it took me mad long. When I graduated from high school, I jumped into the workforce. Mm-hmm. And then it was like 10, 12 years. Then I was like, yo, let me go to school and see what's up with this. And it was something that really changed my life, you know what I'm saying? Because it gives you... Because not to say in a bad way, like school right now at the age that you're at is more like they telling you what to do. And when you're in college, you have the freedom to build your structure to be like, if I'm late to this, I know I messed up. You know what I'm saying? So let me do this because nobody's telling me. I know I want to.
And you got to stay focused because in middle school, especially in high school, there's a lot of distractions. Mm-hmm. There's kids who want to influence you. They want to tell you what to do. They want you to do this. They want you to do that. But you can't do that because what they do, you got to be your own person. You can't be like somebody else. And especially if it's in a bad way. If it was in a good way, I'd be like, yeah, bro, I'll try it out. I'll do this.
Yeah, if something positive. Yeah.
If it's in a bad way, then I'm not getting myself into that. Because it's always going to mess you up in the future. If in your past, if you did something... When it's that one moment that you have to get to, like me going to college, like it's going to all mess up. Because once they check my 7th grade record, oh, he did this. My high school record, oh, he did that. We don't want him. Kick him off the team. Mm-hmm. That's why I take school serious.
Yeah, you have to.
In my ways.
And even stuff that you're doing outside of school, like stuff like this to promote your brand, it's like you see that he's putting that positive track in front of him that it's like, yo, every step is going to lead to something bigger.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I respect that so much.
I'm happy. Yeah, he made my week. You don't even realize it, man.
What's some of your favorite video games right now?
I like Madden.
I'll smoke you in Madden.
Yeah, right.
I put you in that dab club.
Madden.
Madden number one.
Yeah, I like Madden mostly.
I'm on the show right now. I'm a baseball head, so I be playing baseball with my creative character all day, bro.
I play Madden. That's where I'm at. That's my stick. I don't think you want to do that. I don't think you want to take that gamer tag. You know what I'm saying? Remember my day. I played was Madden.
So where can they find all your merch, all your music, anything like that?
Follow me on YouTube at Ball Stars Sports. Ball Stars Slow Feet Don't Eat. Follow me on Instagram at Ball Stars Slow Feet Don't Eat. Follow me on Twitter. And yeah. And
so you basically on
everywhere.
Yeah, and I got my own store. Yeah, I got my own store. I got my socks.
Mm-hmm.
Got my hat. Yeah, the link is in the bio on Instagram. Go blow that up.
All day. Make sure you're out. Yeah, make sure
you're out. that up in the box info and definitely tag it in the video.
There's anything specific that we missed out that you think that we should talk on?
I believe on what he mean by ball stars. Ball stars could represent any sport contain a ball.
Mm-hmm.
But we grew up going to Modell's, Sports Authority.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that no more in our community.
Nah.
We don't. We gotta go to Dick's.
Yeah.
That's like the only one.
From Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So Ball Stars Sports can be a Modell's.
Yeah.
Could be a Sports Authority. Remember, it was a Modell's right across the street from the Barclays.
Yeah, yeah. Knocked that. It was over. Yeah.
There. It was right up the block.
It was to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right.
So Ball Stars Sports. Open up a store like that and sell everything, anything that you want with our logo on it. Even if it's a different team.
Yeah.
If they're going to pay the fee to be in our store, the same way we have to pay a fee. You know?
So if you
that's how big I want Ball Stars to be.
That's dope.
I want to be a professional basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Professional football team.
Mm-hmm.
Professional baseball team.
They don't never.
We own it.
Yeah.
The words "Ball Stars" feet don't eat.
And that logo looked like it could be placed on anything, like you say, like a aluminum bat for a softball team, like a basketball or football.
Soccer.
You could put it on the gloves.
Definitely soccer.
And the way that y'all like the presentation is so professional that people, their eye will attract to
it. Man, people buy the same sock from Stance.
They got the weeds.
$18.99 Some of them
should be $20. Each sock is made different if you feel it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a different
Definitely, because these Christmas joints definitely was for
it's a little thicker. You see that?
Yeah. But this is good. This is good money right there. Those and it feel a little better than the Stance. I can't even hold
them. Those is coming reorder coming right now.
Fire.
Got three colors.
Little colorways. Right. Hold on up.
Yeah, these colors.
And colorways is what's important to y'all right now, right?
Yeah.
Because it shows your personality and everything of that nature.
It shows who you are.
Yeah.
And the person.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so KD rocking the pink, his pink sneakers of his.
Yep.
And I was like,
pink pair of socks,
right?
Yeah, these is fire. These is fire.
I'll
throw these on. In the summertime with some light uptones, I'll throw these on. So for real.
I'll rock.
For real. So if you had one thing to say to the youth that's watching right now, what would you say to them?
I would say stay in school. You know, don't listen to that one friend that you have that's bad. Do not listen to him. And follow, like, and subscribe to all my social medias.
Yeah, I hear him, man.
Yeah, that's a fact. You got anything else that you really want to touch on base with him?
It's crazy because he led the interview. I'm like, all right, let him go. I just want to tell you, like I told you, I'm proud of you. And
thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing. I'm going to be checking in on you. I'm following you on everything. I'm going to be popping up. Run it up. I'm telling you.
That's a fact.
I ain't even look at this.
And anytime y'all feel like y'all got anything that y'all want to promote, don't ever hesitate to hit us up. Y'all could come onto the platform.
Okay.
And any music that you got, just email it to us. If y'all want it to be played on the show, you know what I'm saying? We'll play a minute of it or something like that just so people can know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll keep in touch, man. I really appreciate you for giving us the opportunity to be like, yo, I want to be on y'all show because
I see what y'all doing. For it, man.
And it gives us the opportunity to show the people that we're not just in one lane to talk to adults and stuff like that. We willing to sit down with a young man such as yourself that's passing us by.
Way ahead of me at 12.
We got merch, but not right now.
Even now, you can't flood it.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate you.
Before you get out of here, you ever thought of like performing your songs? Because you know we do shows and
I like to perform.
You do that?
You popped up.
Yeah.
Y'all popped out to the Halloween one, right?
Yeah.
I
was out of town.
Hollis.
I was out of town.
He came to see Envious.
All right. I was out of town.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
You enjoyed yourself that night?
And I just want to say one more thing.
What's up?
For everything. Shout out to Envious. Shout out to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to this whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everything, to everybody that helped me, because without them, y'all wouldn't have the passion to do this.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
You just brought good karma to the show, and I already know we about to go on a run now.
Thank you.
Give me this to tell you, man. We embrace this, man. So
yeah, this brings a whole different feel to everything that we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. So we really appreciate you. And like Cole said, keep doing what you're doing. Stay on the path that you're on. You know what I'm saying? You're already almost taller than me.
Yep.
I'm 34.
Keep going, man. You know what I'm saying? Trying to be at an NFL game in like 20 years.
And when the games, when the season come back around, let me know so we can pop up to a game. That's a fact. Yeah, we get the whole team on the camera, you know what I'm saying? All that shit. You know?
We're wilding. I'm telling you, go. You catch your answer. I'm wilding. All right.
Thank you again for popping out, man. Make sure y'all go and check everything. All his links and everything will be in the description below. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Pops. Stars, shout out to Envious. Shout out for y'all to making this happen. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lil Mo.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out, man. For real. That's a fact, man.
Shake my hand.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you're going to be doing a lot of.
That's a fact, man. So for Don Cole.
Yo.
Lil Mo, it's D.B. Can Help You, and y'all already know what we're about to do. We're about to get up out of here, man. See y'all real soon, man. Follow the kid. You heard? Follow him.
Yeah. Every social media.
Facts.
Yeah.